Time to recap Red Willow County Commissioner's meeting. This is meeting number two for the month of July in our studios. County Commissioner Ted Gantz, how you been?
Doing wonderful, Rich, and yourself?
Excellent. You survived 4th of July.
I did. I still have all 10 digits, so that worked out well.
Most important. 10 fingers, 10 toes, right?
That's right. That's right.
Both eyeballs, both everything.
Everybody's good.
Exactly right. Well, let's get to what happened yesterday with the Red Willow County Commissioners. You had a few things on the agenda, didn't you?
We did. You bet. Yes, sir.
Let's start, first of all, with, the Board of Commissioners meeting, called to order, approve agenda, and citizens' comments. Anything there?
Nobody was present for citizens' comments yesterday, Rich.
All right. Review accounts payable claims?
Yes, sir.
And it's always takes place once again every meeting.
Yep.
Board of Equalization meeting, you had a visit from Lori Stevens, Deputy Assessor.
Yeah, Lori stopped by, and we actually held a public meeting for a new property tax exemption, and it was for MyBridge Radio, their tower that they use for transmitting. So we had that public hearing there, just pretty much amongst the board and Lori, and what we ended up doing was we voted in favor of that property tax exemption for the radio station there, Rich.
All right. Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that, and Charlie McPherson and Amanda Engel from MEDC with their annual report.
Yep. Charlie and Amanda stopped by, and the board budgeted in and donated $15,000 to MEDC for the rural workforce housing, essentially, and they stopped in and visited with us too about they were awarded the grant for the rural workforce housing DED grant, and so they let us know about some projects they have upcoming in regards to the spending of that money, and then also they gave us an update on the industrial park expansion and what's going on with that. And so, very informative meeting, and sat down and talked with us about that.
Always good to have those two, and just to find out what the MEDC is doing.
You bet. Yeah. You bet. Absolutely.
Making a decision on a motor grader purchase.
Yes. This we actually discussed this the last meeting. On the 3rd of July, and we have two blades that are 2010 model blades. One has roughly about 8,400 hours on it, and the other one has roughly 9,500 hours on it. So we were kind of trying to decide on if we replace both at this time or just one and see if we can get another 1,000 hours out of the blade that has the 8,400 hours on it. And so We voted to actually to get rid of the blade with the highest hours and purchase a new one from Caterpillar out of North Platte with ARPA funds. And so with the trade-in value, it's a $250,000 piece of equipment. So we voted to do that. And just kind of like it's a rotation. Obviously, you get blades. We have actually three blades in the county that are 2010 model. And so they're starting to see their age and having, you know, nickel and diamond a guy. So it's going to be time to kind of phase them out.
It's one of those things last, you're hoping to get how many years out of it?
Well, in this case, you know, we have three that are 2010 models, so you're looking at, you know, 13 years. Okay. We're going to try to set kind of more of a, they've been kind of on a rotation of year model, but, you know, where we shed our blades, I mean, when they're not out working, obviously they get put away in the shop every night. And so we're gonna kind of put a benchmark on that, you know, where if we reach 9,500 hours, and that's where we're going to try to replace these machines. Because obviously when you start to get some age and some hours, then we could run into some costly repairs for sure.
And that's equipment you need, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's vital to keeping those county roads up. You bet.
Budget workshop. It's that time of the year again.
It is that time of the year. And so, I mean, it sounds like a light agenda, but we didn't adjourn until 12:30 yesterday. And so we sat around and went over the general budget, also road department budget, and discussed wages for the county employees for the upcoming year. And so that all takes quite a bit of time.
Consent agenda. You had a couple of items there as well.
Yeah. We approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners meeting, and also we approved accounts payable claims in the amount of $272,099.41. So, and then also we authorized chairman's signature on special designated liquor license for Hojo's Hideaway up at Marlene's Kitchen.
So. All right. Correspondence? Anything?
Correspondence, yep. City of McCook, notices of public hearings. Two things there, modification to redevelopment plan, and then also Number two was declaration of area as blighted and substandard. And so these are two areas that they kind of just keep us in the loop on what's going on there at the city and some of the public hearings that they have coming up here.
Yep. All right. And last but not least, the District Court Clerk's Monthly Revenue Report.
Yep. District Clerk's Monthly Revenue Report. We get this, obviously, every month, and the amount collected this month was $2,807.31.
All right. So a lot of items on the agenda once again, and the busy month of July, isn't it?
Busy month of July. We have five Mondays in the month. Next week, we will be getting into the Board of Equalization for property evaluation protests. So we'll be doing that. We'll be busy next week with that, for sure. I bet.
And, of course, the county getting ready for Redolo County Fair time.
Redolo County Fair time. It's hard to believe, quite honestly, the rain and the cool temperatures. It doesn't seem like it could be fair time. But
it's getting hot, though.
It is. This week, it's going to get warm on us.
It's getting mighty warm. And once again, folks can sit in on the county commissioners meeting every Monday at 9 o'clock, can't they?
You bet. Absolutely. Stop on by. Come in, comments, questions, or concerns, and we're always there. So
thank you very much, sir, and have a great week.
Thank you. You as well, Rich.